tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground.
Welcome to another installment of the Radio Ranch. I'm your host, Uncle Rick. In this episode, we're going to play guitar music, really good guitar music. I'm not saying these are the best guitarists, that these are the best guitar songs. These are just guitar songs by really great players that I really like. So we're going to hear from players like Eric Johnson, Jimi Hendrix, Frank Zappa, Steve Vai, Phil Kagi, and lots of others. Let's get started with a song by one of the greatest guitar players out there, a guy named Eric Johnson. And this song is called Cliffs of Dover. And I had the good fortune to get to see Eric Johnson live at what was then called Star Lake Amphitheater over near Weirton, West Virginia. And that's when I figured out that Eric Johnson, like so many great players, uses a lot of alternative tunings, including this song. Thank you. Voodoo Child, Slight Return, recorded by the Jimi Hendrix Experience in 1968. The final track on the Electric Ladyland album. The Jimi Hendrix Experience was Noel Redding on bass and Mitch Mitchell on drums, and that's Jimi Hendrix at his improvisational best. And remember, before that, we heard Eric Johnson playing Cliffs of Dover. What an amazing song, and he's just an amazing player. On that cut, he was playing two guitars. One was a 54 Strat, and the other was a Gibson ES-335. Both of them were vintage guitars from the 50s and 60s. And there's actually a place in the song around 3 minutes and 3 seconds in where during different takes, he played the same parts on the two different guitars, and the two parts are sort of composited together. And the guy that was the engineer on that track, Richard Mullen, said, "You can't do that." But it just sounded so great, they kept it. Here's another really beautiful guitar song. Instrumental, like most of the songs that we're going to hear today. This song was from Jeff Beck's Blow by Blow album. It's called 'Cause We Ended as Lovers. And it was dedicated to guitarist Roy Buchanan. And it was composed, actually, by Stevie Wonder. As an apology to Jeff Beck for releasing Superstition first. This is what Beck's referring to in the liner notes on the back of that album when he says, thanks to Stevie. Here's 'Cause We Ended as Lovers, Jeff Beck. Wow. Talk about guitars. That is an amazing tune, is it not? That's Wishbone Ash, and the song is F-U-B-B. Some people call it FUB. Of course, it stands for Fucked Up Beyond Belief. And saying that title out loud at a concert in New Zealand landed the drummer, Steve Upton, in jail during their 1974 1975 World Tour. A lot of people are not familiar with Wishbone Ash. Just a little bit about them. They've been around since 1970. This album, which was called There's the Rub, is from 1974. And this song was just really an extended jam. But those harmony lead guitar parts are really what set Wishbone Ash apart from a lot of other bands at the time. And in fact, the two guys that played guitar during this period, Andy Powell and Ted Turner, were voted two of the most important guitarists in rock history by Traffic magazine in 1989, and they appear in the top 20 guitarists of all time, according to Rolling Stone and Melody Maker. Now, for something completely different, here's Mason Williams performing Classical Gas. It's an instrumental piece that he composed and originally performed on an album in 1968. The musicians backing Williams up on this recording are the members of the Wrecking Crew. Classical Gas has been re-recorded many times by Mason Williams, including the 1987 recording with the band Mannheim Steamroller. Here's Mason Williams, Classical Gas. You know, obviously, we could do an entire show about each of the artists that are featured on today's show, which is all about guitar music and really is about instrumental guitar music. The song we just heard was the grandpappy of guitarists, in my opinion, Chet Atkins. And the song's called Freight Train, and it's the classic Chet Atkins style. Now, Freight Train is an American folk song. It was written by a woman named Elizabeth Cotton in the early 20th century. It really became popular in England, and what happened, according to Cotton, was this. She wrote the song when she was a teenager, sometime between 1906 and 1912, and it was inspired by the sound of the trains rolling in on the tracks near her home in North Carolina. Elizabeth Cotton was at one time a nanny for a folk singer, Peggy Seeger, and she took the song with her to England, and it became popular in folk music circles. Then British songwriters Paul James and Fred Williams subsequently misappropriated it as their own composition and copyrighted it. And under their credit, it was recorded by British skiffle singer Chas McDevitt. He recorded it in 1956. McDevitt brought in a folk singer named Nancy Whiskey and re-recorded the song with her doing the vocal. And the result was a chart hit. And it influenced a lot of other skiffle groups at the time. Well, finally, under the advocacy of the influential Seeger family, the copyright was eventually restored to Elizabeth Cotton, and nevertheless remains miscredited in many sources to this day. So we're all over the place with guitarists and types of guitar music. Here's another guy. It's one of my all-time favorites. Brilliant guitarist, brilliant composer, just one of the best. Here's Frank Zappa with Black Napkins.
Thank you.
Joe Satriani, always with me, always with you, from the album Surfing with the Alien. That was released in 1987, and reportedly, that album was recorded on a budget of $13,000, which is not much in the big leagues. They saved a lot of money on that recording by Satriani using really inexpensive equipment and not having a lot of musicians. The drums were supposedly all drum machines programmed by a guy named Bongo Bob Smith, and then they had Jeff Campbell do hi-hats and cymbals and some other overdubs. Well, speaking of surf songs, here's a song by the king of surf guitar, Dick Dale. Dick Dale is an American rock guitarist. He passed away in 2019, and one of the arguably biggest recordings for Dick Dale was the one we're going to hear now, Miserlou, which actually was derived from a Middle Eastern folk song with origins in the Ottoman Empire. The song has been popular since the 1920s. Dick Dale rearranged and recorded this song in 1962 as an instrumental rock guitar piece. He was heavily influenced by Middle Eastern music and reportedly was bet by a young fan that he could not play a song on only one string of his guitar. And here's the result of that bet from 1962, Miserlou. Rouser. Rebel Rouser was recorded in 1958. It went to number 6 on the Billboard chart. Can you even imagine an instrumental, a guitar instrumental song being that popular in the 21st century? This song was featured in the Forrest Gump soundtrack, which helped perpetuate its longevity. Duane Eddy was born in 1938, and he is still with us today and still performing. We're going to draw this episode of the Radio Ranch to a close. And of course, in this edition, we have featured guitar music, largely instrumental music, and we have heard from some of the best. Of course, we've only scratched the surface. But I thought it would be fun to end the show with a couple of boys from Ohio. So here's one that you may or may not have heard of. This is a guy named Phil Kagi. Phil Kagi was born in 1951, and he was raised in a small farmhouse in Hubbard, Ohio, had 9 brothers and sisters. Went to high school at Austintown Fitch High School, and he graduated in 1970. Kagi is missing half of the middle finger on his right hand due to an accident at age 4 involving a water pump. Here's what he had to say about it. The Kagis lived on a farm in Hubbard, Ohio, and it had a big water pump, and he was climbing up on it. As he was kneeling on the top of the platform, it broke, and the faucets came crashing down on his finger and cut it off. He says he can remember vividly, as if it happened yesterday, and he can see his dad running down the hill, rescuing him, taking him to the hospital. They tried to sew his finger back on, but it didn't take. So he grew up with 9, or maybe you could say 9.5 fingers. As a young kid, he was embarrassed by it, especially when he was starting to get into the guitar. He actually wanted to be a drummer, asked his dad for a set of drums on his 10th birthday, and his dad came home with a Sears Silvertone guitar. I remember watching The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson the night Jimi Hendrix was Carson's guest. And when Carson asked, "Who are the up-and-coming young guitarists that we should be watching?" Jimi Hendrix said, "There's a young fellow from Ohio named Phil Kagi that I really like." That was at the time that Phil Kagi was in a band called Glass Harp. Now here's a subsequent recording of Kagi's called Fragile Forest. hopefully that was a fitting way to end the show. That was the James Gang, Ashton Park. That's from the Rides Again album. That album was released in 1970 on the ABC Records label. And it was the first James Gang album to feature their new bassist, Dale Peters. James Gang was a three-piece band. Dale Peters, James Fox, and Joe Walsh. So this version of the song Ashton Park, the instrumental version, is quite short. It's only a couple minutes long. But I wanted to include something by the James Gang because I'm just a huge Joe Walsh fan. He's a great guitarist. So a little bit about Joe Walsh. He was actually born in Kansas in 1947. His father, whose last name was Fiddler, was killed in a plane crash. His mother remarried a man named Walsh, and so Joe became Joe Fiddler Walsh. The family moved to Ohio and lived in Columbus for a while. Then they moved to New York, and that's where Joe attended high school. Then after high school, he attended Kent State University, and that's where his musical career really began to take off. His first band from 1965 to 67 was the Measles. Then in 68, formed the James Gang. And in 1971, he formed another band called Barnstorm, and they released some amazing recordings as well. In 1975, Walsh joined the Eagles and then launched his solo career in about 73 and began releasing records on his own under just the name Joe Walsh. And then finally, of course, got back together with the Eagles. He's played in a lot of other bands over the years. Well, that's going to do it for this installment of the Radio Ranch. Today, we've listened to guitar music. And just to recap, here are some of the guitarists we heard today. Jeff Beck, Dick Dale, Dwayne Eddy, Eric Johnson, Phil Kagi, Frank Zappa, Chet Atkins, Jimi Hendrix, Joe Satriani, Mason Williams, Steve Vai, and Wishbone Ash. Well, thanks for being with us, and be sure to keep listening to the voice of Ohio Hill Country for more of the Radio Ranch. Till next time, I'm Uncle Rick saying happy trails.
Here on the range I belong, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. Has gone, that a new world's born at dawn. I'll keep rolling along. Deep in my heart is a song.